Trump responding in tweets.
This is all a political prosecution. I won the Mueller witch hunt and others, and now I have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. This is not fair to this presidency or to this administration.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. This is a Fox News alert.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight. We'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 25,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Health officials say 1,110 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday. More than 46,000 cases have now been confirmed across the state. The Alabama Department of Education says 2.5 million facial coverings have now been ordered for Alabama schools. This comes out to around 3 per staff member and 3 per student. The masks are washable and reusable. And Johnson Edward Taylor, the teen charged in the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett last year, has applied for youthful offender status. Judge Jacob Walker has not yet ruled on the application. Police say Taylor was speeding when he rear-ended the Bramblets at an intersection in Auburn last May. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings Event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Yes, please remember when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Again, that number is 279-8919. If you are looking for any help with plumbing issues, small plumbing problems, large ones, but, you know, those small plumbing problems, if you leave them alone, ignore them, they have a way of becoming big plumbing problems. Water always finds a way. That's why you do want to go in with Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919, using that proprietary technology.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Fantastic place to work. Again, family-owned business. Call that number, 279-8919. Thank you to Cole Plumbing for sponsoring this hour of News and Views.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Last hour of the program. I'm Joey. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will be right back. He's getting cleaned up. He's a little helper. Make sure he's all right, manageable. Not only out in public and on the air, but his house is manageable. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
We have our intern, Tim.
Man in the phones.
Man in the phones. He really does manhandle that phone. It's something to behold.
It is.
Right across the desk from me here in our humble little studio, we have Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Joy. It's great to be back. How are y'all?
All right.
Great to see you. It's always a little odd after I see somebody on TV so often, whether it's debates or TV commercials. Like, okay, here's the actual guy.
Is it better in person or
it's
worse?
It's much better.
Oh, he's a real-life guy. He's actually a real-life guy.
Not a robot.
It's much better in person. So I want you, because we've been asking folks who watched the debate down in Dothan, you know, what they thought of it. But how would you grade your own performance? How did things go that night?
You know, it was interesting. Obviously, when you go into something like that, you spend a little time in prayer. I do, and I have my prayer warriors on board, and I studied a little bit, reviewed. Heather's a great public relations communication major, my wife, so our staff is pretty well us, and so we didn't have a big, war chest going into this thing, so we work as a team, and so we just talked about the issues and kind of went over them, and then when we got in there, it flowed nicely for us, and right when it was over, the way my phone started blowing up and the messaging, I thought, this was either really, really good or really bad.
Right.
But as I began to check the messages, and I called the house. My wife was there, and the girls were watching it. And they were all screaming and yelling, saying how great it was. So I felt pretty good about it driving back to Enterprise. And so based on the response that I've received from messaging, emails, people wanting yard signs. I think it was a win for our team, no doubt.
Very good, very good. Now, I've also been, and I know this is not your campaign, but it's folks helping your campaign. I'm, and me and all sorts of other folks, are we're getting these flyers from Club for Growth. Now, again, y'all don't coordinate with them. They endorsed you, so to speak. And they now send out these things in support of you. It's often, like I saw Jeff Coleman, your opponent, in tie-dye or something like that.
Yeah, well, y'all see them when I see them, and people send me pictures of them, and obviously we can't coordinate. They're a super PAC. They're out of 10 of the largest super PACs in the U.S., there's only two that are truly fighting for the president.
Mm-hmm.
And Club for Growth is one of those super PACs.
Right.
And so what they try to do is find people who really will go drain the swamp. And they try to help spend money to get us there because they know a lot of times the special interest candidates are super well funded. Well, we needed that resource to get our message out, and they have been a tremendous asset to our campaign team. And the fact that, you know, right now you got this Lincoln Project going, and all that is a bunch of swamp creature, mm-hmm. rhino, Republican in name only crowd trying to go after the president, and they're trying to pick him off. And so Club for Growth is one of two PACs that defends Donald Trump in that process. And so to have their endorsement and their support, I'm so happy to have
it. How did that come about?
You know, I don't know. I met with them in 2018 and when I was running against Martha the first time, and we talked and visited a little bit. And then this time when I got ready to run, they wanted to meet with me. And so I went and met with them. Didn't hear a word, you know. Hadn't heard anything from them. And then at some point, House Freedom Caucus, Jim Jordan, mm-hmm. Andy Biggs, Mark Meadows, those guys, the true patriots of America,
sure.
if you ask me.
Sure.
When they endorsed me, it wasn't but just a day or two later that Club for Growth said, hey, if House Freedom Caucus is behind Barry Moore, they're going to join the team too. And after that, of course, the Eagle Forum came on board. So it was a matter of Jim Jordan, the courage. You saw that when he defended President Trump in the impeachment. But when him and Andy Biggs and Mark Meadows, now the chief of staff of the president, got behind me, I think Club for Growth said, this is a viable candidate. There mm-hmm. is a path to victory. We must help him. And that's how we're here.
Now, again, folks, we're talking to Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. The runoff election is July the 14th, so this upcoming Tuesday.
Less than a week away.
Everybody, let me ask you for your vote now in case I get off here and they say, why didn't you ask for the vote? So I'm asking now. I need your vote on Tuesday.
Now, have you been able to look into how do you think the precincts and all, you know, going to vote is going to work out? I know a lot of folks are filing absentee because of COVID-19. Are you worried or hopeful, or is it kind of a wash at this point?
You know, the people behind the Barry Moore for Congress campaign are the true, true involved political people that know. They're not the shallow. They watch a TV ad or a radio ad, and they right. don't know who I am or the issues. And they're grassroots. I mean, we got a super grassroots.
Yes, you right. do.
So the fact that we've been among the people, come day to vote, they're going to show up. Mm-hmm. So I know from a grassroots standpoint, we can mobilize. But the patriots in that base, the fighters, they're going to show up and vote. They're not going to let a virus scare them off. So I'm not worried about our support. It's pretty solid and it's pretty deep.
When those grassroots supporters come to you, what do you think is the – I mean, we can get into the hardball politics and the back and forth like what Club for Growth is throwing at Jeff Coleman, what Jeff Coleman, the campaign, might be throwing at you. But I want to focus on the issues. When you talk to those grassroots voters, what's the issue on their mind? I know the news has been saturated with the coronavirus. And obviously, we've been talking a lot ever since the death of George Floyd. Black Lives Matter made the news. It's now gone into statues. It's gone into a whole cultural thing. It wasn't just about police, I guess. It was about much more than that. But when you think about your district and you think about Alabama and you join the House Freedom Caucus, what are like the unique Alabama issues that you think you can add to that mix of great, as you said, patriots up there currently?
Well, I think people in general have lost confidence in government. I mean, Lord knows Congress has the lowest approval rating in the world, it seems like. But, you know, I think what they're looking for is somebody who's genuine, you know, who really, really knows who they are and believes what they believe. And honestly, there's a little bit of fear out there. I mean, with all these protests and people concerned about the future of our nation and how our president has been under attack from day one. It started with his tax returns, and then it was going to be, you know, this Russian collusion hoax. It went on for months and months and months, and then it turned into this event and that event, and then the impeachment played out, and then they started this, It just seems like to me that people are looking for a leader who will go and fight and defend a duly elected president. And not that just Donald Trump is perfect. Barry Moore is a patriot. I'm going to stand for the Constitution even beyond what Donald Trump wants. And I feel like he's done a fine job. And one of the most comforting things for me was when I went to D.C. a few months ago, and the night before the impeachment started, I sat in a room with the House Freedom Caucus. And, you know, that night we got briefed. Jim Jordan told us, he said, there is no there on Russian collusion. He said, but we must fight to defend the president. And so I called a friend of mine who had worked in the White House, and he had left, and I said, can you tell me, I said, what is the relationship? Because House Freedom Caucus are fiscal conservatives. They don't like budget deficit spending. I said, but what is their relationship with the White House? Because, you know, I'm a Donald Trump guy. I think he's the Lord's man for this time in our nation. I don't think he's perfect, but I think he's God's man. Mm-hmm. And I said, so tell me how that relationship's working. And the call, he came back and said, let me tell you, he said, every day, the House Freedom Caucus is working hand in hand with the White House. And so I knew then I was right where I was supposed to be, among the men who were working with the president. And I think people in the district, Joy, are looking for people that they can trust that truly do go to D.C. and try and drain the system. And the problem with the system is it's very powerful, it's very influential, and it takes men of courage with no agenda to go and stand. And you just don't see that a lot anymore. And I saw it when I went to Montgomery in 2010. I mean, good friends of mine, conservative friends, got in there, and the lobbyists and special interest people got to pat them on the back, and they got sucked into that black hole. And it takes a lot of courage to stay out of that. And, you know, I just think that we as Americans and people in the district, they need to see men who will go and do what they say they're going to do.
Absolutely. And speaking of the House Freedom Caucus being, you know, right there, arm in arm with the White House, Mick Mulvaney was chief of staff. He was in the Freedom Caucus for a while.
Now Mark Meadows.
Now Mark Meadows is the current chief of staff. Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine there's a lot of coordination.
There must be. You know, the night I met, I didn't know Mark Meadows. He was the chairman then of the House Freedom Caucus. I didn't know he was going to be the chief of staff for the president. Who knew? But it seems that Trump pulls those men into him because he knows at the end of the day they really are fighting the same fight he's fighting.
Right, and somebody who knows Congress, and that's what I hope if the president gets a second term, if you get up there, you get elected, that you have somebody there, the chief of staff position, who understands the Hill, who understands, hey, there are some tough decisions. To revisit something you just said, your experience in the state legislature, what is it? Like, you know, I'm naive, idealistic, whatever term you want to use. I'll take them all.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, there you go. when you get in there, what is so intimidating about a lobbyist or a special interest? Is it they're threatening, hey, we're going to run all sorts of nasty ads against you or a rumor mill? What is it about them that makes them they can easily get their hooks in people?
You know, it's not really necessarily that you're afraid of them. I think a lot of times they become buddies with the legislators. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but the legislators, those who really have a long term, they want to do this for a career, there is that fear that they need that support and they need the good word and the money from the lobbyists to make sure that they can make a viable run for reelection. And you certainly, if you're looking at it just as a political career, it's hard to wade through there and be honest and straightforward and not make some of them mad.
Right.
And so, you know, I think if you look at people brag and say, well, they got this. I don't get a lot of endorsements from within Alabama, and it's because those special interest groups, I didn't go along with them every time. I always stood for what I believed in. And so I don't get the big, powerful endorsements from within the state.
Sure.
And it's business groups, and they all have agendas. I mean, some are good groups and some are bad, but I don't vote with you 100% of the time, because if you start violating constitutional rights or issues that I find that I promise people I would do, then that's where you and I have a partner of the ways. And so I think the legislators are good people. They go in there well-intended, but they get pulled in, and that power is kind of intoxicating. Right. And then they fear of losing it.
Now, this might be a little bit of a curveball. It's one of my pet issues. It may not be what's everybody, you know, in the district is thinking about, but I have a microphone. And I hope everybody in the district likes this. And my big issue is, ever since the Snowden leaks, you know, Edward Snowden, you can regard him as a traitor or a hero, whatever, you can have that argument. But what he got me thinking about is this massive surveillance state. And we've now seen, I mean, there were little stories like, John Brennan spied on the Senate, and even Dianne Feinstein, fellow Democrat, called him out about it. There were stories like that kept popping up, how these programs were being maybe abused in ways big and small, but then you get the whole Russia thing, what I believe is subject of this Durham investigation, U.S. Attorney Durham. In the midst of all that going on, these investigations, FISA has been up for renewal. in the House and the Senate. And I almost see, like, there is debate within the Republican Party on, okay, should we renew it with certain little reforms? Or you get folks like Mike Lee, Rand Paul saying, hey, you should not be able to get a foreign surveillance warrant on Americans. You need regular warrants on Americans. It gets complicated and gets into the details how you reform these programs, but generally speaking, principle-based, where are you at on Fourth Amendment rights and where our current surveillance state is? It seems like you get surveillance, and then it morphs into criminal investigations, and it seems this is what was used against Donald Trump.
Yeah, the deep state itself and the way General Michael Flynn was set up tells you right there that it can be used as a political weapon. So I would not approve of the FISA warrants in that respect. I'm like you. If you're going to look it into American citizens, you need to have a regular search warrant. This FISA warrant is for, like you said, foreigners. And so what happened to General Flynn, and a lot like what happened to me, they just recorded phone calls and set him up in a perjury trap. That's all in the world it was. The deal was, they were going to destroy Donald Trump and anybody around him. And so they got Flynn into a spot where they basically cut a deal with him to not prosecute his son.
Right.
But that shows you how dangerous the deep state is. And when you go to drain it, you better bring your big boy britches, because it's going to get tough. And that's one of those things that, you know, I am so grateful that I've been through that process, because as I watched what was going on with General Flynn, and I could see it. I called a friend of mine in the White House, and I said, they are setting him up, and I can tell you, don't let them interview him, don't put him in that position, because I guarantee you they will trick him and he will be set up in a perjury trap. Yeah. And then that's how they would get rid of him. Instead, they had to go the impeachment route. And so my thoughts are that what we saw with General Michael Flynn, if they can spy on a Department of Defense secretary, former general, what will they do to the standard American citizen to destroy?
Right.
And they basically destroyed that man's life. They took his house. They threatened his son. They threatened his family. He is now finally seeing justice. As a matter of fact, I got an email from his team today. And so he's now starting to see justice. But I'll tell you this. We must be careful, because there are evil people within our government. There are evil people within the Department of Justice, and they will abuse power, and absolute power is absolute corruption.
Amen. Amen. 272-9228, if you have a question for Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. That election's soon. It's got to feel good being less than a week out, right? You ready to vote?
Yeah, you know, it is weird, because when you start this, you think, man, nobody in their right mind would ever want to do it. And I truly view it as a calling, and I am excited about what we're hearing. And to see, you know, guys, and I don't know where y'all stand on this, but it's a walk of faith for me. It's a calling. I don't do this because this is something that I necessarily want to do. I feel it's a calling upon my life. I told you guys last time, I do a lot better in the private sector. I make more money. I don't work for free all the time. I'll put at least radio DJs.
Right.
You know, so all this stuff that you get pulled into, and, you know, it's just, but I tell the Lord, and he told me a long time ago, so every time I look in the mirror, when I have to put on a tie, which is something I don't like doing, and put on a suit, it's like, I know obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Amen.
So, Lord, I'm going to walk in obedience. I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to do what I got to do, because I feel it's a calling. Other than that, nobody in their right mind should want to do this.
Oh, no. If you look at that calculation, and you know, seeing your lovely wife sitting over there, Heather, if you're just doing this based on cold rationality,
there's
no reason,
in the world.
It requires faith.
And even now with what's going on, Joy, I mean, you look at what kind of attacks the president. I told him, there's a famous photo, I tried to make it famous. I don't know how famous it is, but of him and I talking to each other. And I told him that day, I said, sir, I am so sorry for what your family's going through. We've been through that. But I tell you this, the refiner's fire is very hot, and it purifies the gold. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be a man of courage, the Lord's going to have to purify you. He's going to have to pull your own personal agenda out of it, and it has to become something bigger than you. It has to become something you're fighting for. And
right. And
I see our nation is a God-ordained nation, and it's worth fighting for. And I think Trump's leading the fight. But, Lord, let's send him some soldiers.
Well, let's go to one phone call here before we hit a quick break.
Okay.
Let's go to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, you're on News and Views with Barry Moore.
Hi, Barry. I heard that you're going to be looking at putting offices or possibly a liaison inside of VA hospitals. Can you give us a little more info on that?
Yeah, you know, as a congressman, you have a budget for staff and normally three offices within the district, and that's a plan. That's what we want to do. But, one of the things when we were in the legislature, I would have to work to get the money to fund to get the vans to their – to get money for the drivers in the vans to get our veterans to their appointments. So you know that they're all riding in a van together, and they're stuck there until the van comes back home. My thoughts are to put a representative from the congressional office within the VA hospital. So while you're waiting on those appointments and everybody's stuck there, you have time to get one-on-one with your congressional representative And you know, voice your opinion, voice the problems. There are some problems in the VA. We know that. We've been fighting them for quite a while. So it's just a way for us to make ourselves more available to those who can't get to us necessarily, that have to ride a van to an appointment. Let's go to them and let's serve them. And so that's one of the things that somebody recommended to me, and I thought was a fantastic idea. Other congressional offices have done it in the past. And when you see, there's no need in reinventing the wheel, but I think it's a way for us to kind of be on the cutting edge of serving our veterans. And it's one of those things we look forward to doing.
I think it's a
Thank
great idea.
Thank you so much. We're behind you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, that's
Shannon.
A really good
Excuse
idea.
Excuse me, Shannon. 272-9228. Carol, do you have a question for Barry Moore?
Yes. I would, basically wanted to make a comment that I would ask that your listeners please go to WTVY.com, listen to the debate that occurred Tuesday night. It's there for them to listen to. And if they're on the fence, there is no way they're not going to have a decision after they listen to that debate. When a candidate, Jeff Coleman, has to read his answers, and you can tell he read them because, and you can tell he didn't write them because he stumbled and he just, it was just so fake that you have to read your answers. You can't do that when you get up there to represent us.
Exactly.
You have to be able to have the knowledge. And I just want the people to know you need to go watch that and just see for yourself what's going on. And as Coleman said, I'm a businessman. You know, we need somebody for us. We don't need somebody for his business. And so I just want the people to know what they would get if they don't vote for Barry Moore.
Well, I appreciate that, Carol. And it's WTVY. The video is still up there.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. WTVY.com.
Okay.
And you
good.
Can go anywhere on your phone or your computer and reach it.
Let me say, too, Joy, I've shared that on Barrymore Republican for Congress. I know I shared it on my personal Facebook page, but Barrymore Republican for Congress is just the question-answer series, the opening and closing arguments. I shared it because I thought it was something people needed to see and hear.
Absolutely. Well, Carol, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Well,
we got to hit a quick break here. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. If you have a question or comment for candidate for Congress Barry Moore, we'll be right back after this.
Station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. And remember, Cole Plumbing is looking for certified plumbers. If you are a certified plumber and need employment, Cole Plumbing is a great place to work. Y'all check them out today. Again, that same number, 279-8919.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell now joining us via the phone line. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Say hello to Barry Moore here in the studio.
Hey, Barry, how are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, Mr. Jack. I brought the beautiful Heather Moore with me today.
I heard Heather was in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather.
He said, Jack says hi. She's wait. She's being shy today, Jack.
Well, I'm being shy because I'm currently naked, and I don't think a video hookup with the studio would endear me to anyone.
No, you just saying it's a bit disturbing.
He's fresh out of the shower right now, is basically.
Well, it's, you know, yes. Anyway.
Anyway.
Joey, just saying it.
And I'm pretty horrified myself.
Now, Jack, we got a bunch of calls here in for Barry. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in, but good luck. All lines are lit. Before we go to calls, though, you have any questions for Barry?
Barry, how glad will you be to see Tuesday come?
Jack, I don't think you have any idea. You may well have an idea, but I will be so, you know, this has been a tough road to hoe, a long road to hoe for me, because I've been doing this, man, just, you know, like I said, it's a calling, and every day you get up and go, and you know, it's been great to meet the people and the most amazing volunteers. I can't tell you. We did on 10 cent on the dollar what the other campaign did. I think they spent $2.5 million. We spent about $250,000. So to be, I understand we're ahead in the polls, and after the debate the other night, I feel like the gap is widening. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. To be where we're at is truly, we feel blessed. But I'll be happy to see Tuesday come.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you will. And I think you're running a pretty good campaign, and I know it's hard to raise money out there, but if you win on Tuesday, and I think you will, you'll never have a problem raising it again.
You know, you're right about that, buddy. People have already reached out to me after the debate, people who I've not heard a word from until now.
Good. Well, that's you impressed
good,
yeah. them.
Yeah. Very good, very good.
Well, I would not call you a veteran. You were elected in 2010 to the House. And of course, I guess 10 years, you do qualify as a political veteran, but you could tell night and day between you and your opponent at that debate. You seemed more relaxed and at ease, and it was really kind of awkward for your opponent. I know you're reticent to talk about him, and I kind of laughed yesterday. I said, when Barry Moore says, well, I'm not going to stoop to, you know, smear my opponent. And I thought, well, hell, you don't have to when Club for Growth spending $1 million. But that's okay. They're a good outfit. They're a good outfit, and you should be honored to have their support. And anyway, I wish you well. I don't wish Jeff Coleman any ill will, but what really tickles me, or actually kind of confuses me, is how when he's questioned about Democrat contributions that he made, and when he's questioned about the fraud settlement case with the government, it's almost as if he never anticipated that would ever see the light of day. But my God, it's the driving issue in this campaign.
Yeah,
it amazes me that he looks like a deer in the headlights when somebody asks him about it. I guess he figured nobody would ever do the research.
You know,
and it actually wasn't your campaign that unearthed this stuff. It was investigative reporters who did it.
Yeah, Jack, and you know that's the thing. We've thought about that often. I think maybe they thought they could spend enough money in the primary and just win it outright, and there would never be a pushback, you know, that you could just run all the positive stuff and the truth may not ever get out there. So it's been interesting. We've thought that many times, that maybe they thought they could just run the gauntlet, spend enough money, knock everybody out of the primary, and very few people would ever know. But, yeah, it's been interesting to watch it unfold, that's for sure.
Well, I think you've run a pretty good campaign. So, anyway, are you? How did that poll go, Joey?
Oh yeah, Tim, intern.
Yep, poll.
And pull it up. Oh yeah, very professional here. We wrote the poll on a grocery bag.
Listen, they threw it at me like instantly. Yeah. But let's see. For the Senate, I think we had Sessions was about 7-8. Tuberville was 21-2-3-4. Moore is at 23-26. And Coleman, 0.
0?
Wow.
No, he had 1.
No, that was Cooter. He was just trying to get a rise out of you.
That was a rube.
He texted me back and said he wants to take that back. He was just messing with you. So, yeah, you bring that out in people. But we do
That was just.
Well, I know how first-time callers are.
Well, and it was just a casual, fun thing we did this morning. I mean, it's, you know.
Right. It is what it is. Informal poll, but they do suggest something. But here, Jack, we got other calls. Let's go to Larry G. You're on with Barry Moore.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Barry, help me out here. I'm not the brightest guy in the world. What are you running for now?
For second congressional seat. It's actually the seat that Martha Roby currently holds.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, listen, let's say I vote for you. Is there anything you can guarantee me besides good government, sir?
Well, I wouldn't want to make any promises beyond good government, but I tell you this, you know, I'm certainly a conservative fighter, and I'm going to protect the Constitution if you consider that good government, and, you know, I'll do what I tell you I'm going to do. I've never backed away from that. I think, you know, I tell everybody all the time that this is election year 2020, and 2020 is crystal clear in hindsight. And if you just look at my track record, I can't sit here and tell you that I'm going to do everything you're ever going to want me to do. But I will say this. I have a track record as a veteran. I have a track record. I have an ag science degree from Auburn. I grew up on a farm. You know, I was the first in the nation to endorse Donald Trump. I was a Trump delegate. I was at the inauguration. I brought a resolution asking that we support him in the Alabama House of Representatives after Obama was out of office.
Let me interject this for the sake of time. You know, you sound like a lawyer, sir.
Well, I'm a garbage man, so there's I don't know if that's, I'm in the garbage business, so I don't know.
But I called a whole brief conversation with you, and, you know, you're going like 1,000 miles. The bottom line reason I interject all that, President Trump said it's a damn zoo and a dump in Washington, D.C., and it says stinks so bad that you have to wear boots. So what I'm saying, sir, I'm hoping you have some serious-ass persuading power to convince those snakes. Yeah. Thanks, Joey, for the time, man.
Thank you, Larry G.
Take care, Larry G.
Hey, Larry.
Well, He's already gone, Jack. Already parted with him.
That was good. I hope he's right.
He may not live in the district. If you're in West Montgomery or far East Montgomery, you're not in this district.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But I think he's right, Jack. I think we've got some snakes in D.C., and it's going to take some people, men of courage. There is no doubt. President Trump needs a little help, he's right. My goodness.
Well, I mean, just to be completely straightforward, the Freedom Caucus endorsement is what really got my attention.
Yeah.
I liked you before, and you're a genuine guy. That's the first thing I said to Jack when you left after first meeting you. Very genuine person, and I got that from the beginning. But when I saw the Freedom Caucus getting behind you and then that's really what put me over the edge.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy thing is there were some very powerful people that told me if I agreed to join the Freedom Caucus, they would not help me.
Mm. Really?
And we heard from one yesterday, matter of fact.
Interesting.
They told me, they said, if you join the Freedom Caucus, we will not help you, we will fight you. And that's, but it didn't matter.
Do you mind telling us who it was?
Woo, Jack, I think there's an endorsement from my opponent that came out today, and it was from that very same person.
All right.
Is the person in Alabama?
Yes. Yes.
You have 18 more questions, Jack.
Would it be Martha?
Oh, we're getting a. It would be Martha Roby.
That's exactly right.
Martha.
I sat down with her, and she told me, if you agree to join the Freedom Caucus, I will not help you.
Well, that's yet another disappointing fact about Martha Roby, to be honest.
Well, yeah, she pulled the support for Trump. And that was the thing that when the Trump team called me and asked me to run in 18, it was because we desperately, desperately needed Donald Trump. The option was Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And, you know, I went to events after that, and the Republican voters in my district were extremely upset. But I said, we're going to support Martha Roby because we don't want to do to her what she did to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. She is our Republican nominee. Right. We will settle it the next time on the ballot box. And so, but I knew without a doubt that to be absent of the swamp, you got to join the House Freedom Caucus because you're going to need some allies. You're going to need some people that help you staff, that help you fight, that are the president's people, his inner circle, those men of valor. And so when she told me that, I knew that day that, I'm not being hypercritical. I'm just telling you the truth. I was told by a number of people, if I agreed to join the fight and back the president, they would not back me.
Wow.
Well, good riddance to her.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah. Well said. We got to hit another break here. Yeah. So hold on, Jack. Everybody else waiting on the phones, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Ask a question or have a comment here for Barry Moore, candidate for Congressional District 2, Martha Roby's old seat. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's the old saying? When the money's gone, it's time to pawn. That's right. And we're talking about High Caliber Gun and Pawn. It's in Prattville, Alabama. High Caliber. They have money to loan, folks. Ammo. Guns. They buy gold. They have catalog orders. That's right. You can order it right there and pick it up. And also a discount for military, law enforcement, EMS, and all frontline workers. Why don't you go by there today? It's the only place you need to go. High Caliber Guns and Pawn, Prattville, Alabama on 31 South.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, we'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policy as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Last segment of this fine program on a Thursday. Fine program, if I could say so humbly.
I think wonderful.
I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell is now...
Hey, he's back on video.
He's back on the video. We can see him, actually.
And he's got clothes on.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine. I was tired of being naked. How you doing? Hey, Heather.
He said, hey,
Jack's
Heather.
Saying, hey, Heather.
He can see you.
How you doing?
She can't hear you, Jack.
Well, he said, how you doing? I don't give a damn.
Surprise,
doing the best
surprise.
I can. Doing the best I can.
Yes, we are. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Ask Barry more a question here. Before we go back to the phones, I wanted to bring up one thing that I've seen thrown at you is that in 2016, were you able to vote for Donald Trump in the primary?
No, I wasn't. You know, if you go back to August 21st, 2015, I was the first in the nation to endorse him. But that particular day was March 1st, 2016, and we were in session in the Alabama legislature. And a lot of times we'll have committee meetings prior if you're a chairman. And so I had meetings that morning. I was giving some tours. And then we went into session, and most of us were assured, I was told later, that we'd be home in time to vote. And so I was in the Alabama legislature that day, and the session went late. And I had a choice. You know, I was labeled the most dependable conservative vote, but there's two words, dependable and conservative. So to be dependable, you got to be there.
Right.
And so I had a choice to make that day. Do I run home? That was the day I was elected as a Trump delegate. My daughter Kathleen was elected as the youngest Trump delegate in the nation, and I didn't get to vote for any of us. Me, Trump, or my daughter. But, you know, with that said, it was more important to serve my district and do the job I was called to do that day and to represent those people rather than vote for myself. So I missed the entire vote. But in a decade, you know, I called Merrill, John Merrill. He's a friend of mine. I said, man, tell me, can you research and see how many votes I missed? I didn't realize I missed that one. He said, Barry, in a decade, you've never missed a primary or general but on March 1st, 2016. So the opponent dug that up and made it sound like I didn't vote for Trump. But I was a Trump delegate. I was at the inauguration. I was with him so often. Now, like I said the other day in the debate, to question my loyalty to Donald Trump, or at least my support of him, is almost laughable.
You're right. There you go. There you go.
Barry, let me say this, and I'm not trying to jump on you because I think people know I'm going to vote for you. But I think that was a fair criticism of you. And I know you have your reasons. You just laid them out. But if I were your opponent's consultant, I would have used that because there wasn't much else to use. I mean, that could bring up the Lee County deal, but, you know, that all worked to your favor. So, I don't think I would have brought that up. But I might have brought up that you didn't get to vote for Trump. And I'm not being critical of you. I'm just saying I think that's a legitimate thing to point out. Yeah. I think you've explained it, but I think it's a legitimate issue to raise.
Yeah, I agree, Jack. I mean, when you know, there's a thing called opposition research, and when they're digging in, but I was kind of honestly, that's the worst thing they could find on me is that I didn't vote one time the day I was on the ballot. I mean, what can a guy do? I mean, you can only do what you can do, and I'm actually grateful. You know, when they dig through your entire past, you're a 53-year-old man. You know, you've served in the Alabama legislature for years, and you've been on the campaign trail. For to miss one primary vote in a decade and that be the tool that they're going to use to attack you, I was actually relieved.
Well, there you go.
Well, there's a reason I never ran for public office.
Did you miss a vote one time, Jack?
There were several reasons I didn't.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, but yeah. It makes for great talk radio, yeah. All those stories, yeah, all those skeletons in the closet, so to speak. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, the owner-proprietor of Heirloom Jewelers, where you can get fine antique and estate jewelry. Troop trained at the Gemological Institute of America, trained his whole staff there. He is looking to buy old antique jewelry from you. So if you have old jewelry that you never wear, it's maybe just stowed away, you can turn that into cash when you call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Whether it is, you know, worth something nice like it's gold, it's silver, it's diamond encrusted, he'll give you top dollar. But also, if you think it's a bunch of junk, well, it might be worth more than you think. So you got to call Troop Booth at 260-0066, set up an appointment, bring your jewelry in, and if you agree on the value then and there, you get paid right then and there at that appointment. You can also make an appointment to buy from Troop Booth, visit a showroom, have that one-on-one experience due to COVID. He's doing it by appointment only, but they have all sorts of selection there of fine antique, one-of-a-kind items, whether they're a ring or a bracelet, necklace, earrings, whatever it is. They have an incredible selection there at Heirloom Jewelers. Again, y'all call them at 260-0066. Visit them at 6948 Vaughn Road or check out heirloomjewelersal.com. And be sure to tell Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers that Joey and Jack from News & View sent you. So let's very quickly go to the phones. Who's next? Tony is next. Tony, you're on the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Ms. Moore and your lovely wife. And I have a question. I may be redundant because I just tuned in a little while ago, but what are your views on term limits?
Tony, I term limited myself in the Alabama House, and I served 8 years, which was two terms. I told my district that's what I would do and was happy to go back and run my business. When I agreed to endorse Trump and campaign and got elected, or didn't get elected, but I'm steadily campaigning, I signed a term limits pledge. And the way that pledge reads is that you would agree to term limit yourself, but it gets everybody. It's not just the good guys go home, but if the legislation brings to the floor, I will support it all the way through to get rid of the likes of Schumer and Pelosi and Schiff, the people who are running this country but are not truly representative. They become career politicians. So I support the term limits pledge. I think that it's good that that we have a representative government, but after a while, those people there lose their way if they stay too long.
I totally agree, and I don't know you, but after listening to you and watching the debate, I wish you the best of luck. I think we need more men like you. Your religious background, your religious beliefs, and your love of country, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tony, and I appreciate that. And let me say this. I really, guys, and you don't say this very often, but I believe it's a spiritual battle for the future of our country. I don't think it's Democrats versus Republicans anymore. You can call it good versus evil, but I think there's a battle being waged, and we're going to have some warriors go to fight.
There you go.
Yes, very good.
Thank you, Mr. Tony.
Thank you, Tony. 272-9228. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I hardly support the candidate on the show, but this is something I want to pass along to you. I think it's very important that the listeners be aware of this. This morning, I went by this docking box off of I-65 North, Highway 14 exit to the right. Mm-hmm. I saw like 60 cars and, you know, maybe 20 people lined up out of their cars. I'm thinking, what's going on? So I went to the dock in the box where I was headed. I said, what are they doing, giving away free medical care? And they said, no, that's instant COVID testing. And so the reason it means a lot is because I was tested Monday, and I have to wait 4 days and anybody in my family to get the results that I'm clear. I found out I'm fine this morning. But see, that's 4 days for ever how many people in your family. You're being out of work. You're having to wait. So I thought it would be good news to let people know that there is a site that you could get instant results, which would enable you to, you know, you or your family members to be able to go back to work. So that's the exit on 14 off of I-65 North. I don't remember the name of the,
okay,
the dock in the box. But anyway, it's the only one there on the left past the Jack's Hamburger Place.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Bob. 272-9228. Let's go to Fred here. Hey, Fred, you're on with Barry Moore.
Well, thank you. Barry, you won't recognize Fred because I'm using my incognito handle, but I talked with you last time you were on here in the parking lot. And the question I have for folks, because y'all mentioned it earlier, Martha, version 2.0, is Jeff Coleman. And she doesn't get out among the people and doesn't really have good access where you can talk to her, like I've been able to do with you over the last 2 years by having your phone number. Are you going to change your phone number when we can't call you? And are you going to come back to the district and have town hall meetings where people can actually get down there and talk to you, whether it be good or bad, that they want to bring to you? Because that's what we're missing from our current representative that's been there way longer than she should have been.
We'll be at a lot of town halls, and we have a saying on the Barrymore for Congress campaign is if you campaign among the people, you will govern for the people. But if you campaign from an ivory tower, then you tend to govern from an ivory tower. So we're readily available. We'll be out in the district, and we look forward. I tell you, we love serving people. It's a calling, and we're going to be readily available.
Fred, I appreciate the call. We're out of time, though. I appreciate it. Thank you. And, well, Barry, thank you for stopping by. And, folks, remember to vote July 14th.
July, next Tuesday.
Yes,
next Tuesday. Thank y'all so much. And please remember to vote. We need you.
Absolutely. Jack?
Barry, thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Good luck.
And thank everybody for listening. Man, we're getting close. Finally, the election day is nigh. I like it. Dan Morris is next. Y'all stay tuned.